Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
A fatal shooting in Braintree 24 years ago was ruled an accident at the time, but this morning, it's a homicide. A grand jury indictment charges Amy Bishop with first-degree murder for the death of her brother, Seth, inside their family's home. Bishop is the woman now awaiting trial for the murders of three colleagues at the Huntsville campus of the University of Alabama. Norfolk County District Attorney William Keating says he takes no satisfaction in obtaining the indictment so long after the crime.
You're never satisfied when justice isn't served. You're never satisfied when, in all likelihood, three individuals in Alabama that were killed may not have been because the defendant wouldn't have been in that room.
The indictment does little to answer questions about how the original investigation in 1986 was handled. WBUR's David Boeri has been following the Amy Bishop story and joins us this morning. Good morning, David. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning, Bob.
Before we get into the two-decade-old investigation, let's talk about the indictment yesterday. What's it tell us about what authorities think actually happened to the brother, Seth Bishop?
It actually tells us nothing at all. I mean, what we can conclude from the grand jury's action is that they concluded the shooting was intentional and premeditated. That's what explains first-degree murder. But the inquest that was conducted by the Quincy judge that led up to the grand jury is impounded, and though it could technically be released, Bishop would probably fight its release to fight adverse pretrial publicity in Alabama. And the prosecutors here can't and won't say what the theory is of what happened in 1986.
Well, why not? And doesn't it leave a lot of questions?
It leaves a lot of questions. But you can guess what happened in between the four corners, even if you can't guess what was in the corners of Amy Bishop's mind when he shot her brother.
So does all this mean that Amy Bishop could go on trial for her brother's murder?
Stranger things have happened. But Amy Bishop cannot and will not come to Massachusetts while she's awaiting trial in Alabama. She can't while the trial's going on, and she certainly won't if she is convicted in Alabama of three murders and sentenced to the death penalty. And by the way, were she ever to get to Massachusetts, the list of the prosecution witnesses, namely the cops, is suffering the ravages of time. Already many of the principals and the commanders have died.
So back to what happened 24 years ago. What do we know?
Well, the grand jury indictment has to be seen as a rebuke to the commanders of the Braintree Police, most likely to the police chief at the time, Chief Polio, because the reality is that Amy Bishop was allowed to walk out of a police station without ever being seriously questioned after the shooting or even charged in other clear crimes that she had committed after shooting her brother, namely pointing a shotgun and trying to rob several bystanders and getting involved in a confrontation with police while she was armed. So here's retired police sergeant at the time, Ken Brady, recalling the instructions from the officer in charge the day of the shooting in 1986.
He said, the chief has forbidden us to book Amy Bishop and to release her to her mother immediately. And believe me, nobody was happy about it, nobody in the station. And it was talked about for years.
So the former chief is sticking with his story, and John Polio says he has no reason to believe anyone did anything wrong.
It does not prove that she's guilty, you know. I don't know how they concluded what they did conclude. As far as I'm concerned, she's innocent unless proven guilty.
As I understand it, that's new comments. Those are new comments from Chief Polio, and Amy Bishop's parents are out with a reaction to the indictment.
Long statement, but the bottom line of that, there's no evidence at all that Seth's death was not an accident.
Okay, that's the statement just this morning by Amy Bishop's parents.
That's correct.
Could there be consequences for anyone involved in the investigation?
Consequences. Well, let's put it this way. Not only has the Braintree Police Department been rebuked here, but it's clear that the state police detective involved in that investigation, working for John Kivlin, the first assistant, and most importantly, the Norfolk County District Attorney William Delahunt, all committed mistakes. mistakes that will stain their record, unfortunately. You had the chief investigator who showed neither professional zeal, skepticism, or persistence in finding out what, in fact, had happened in Braintree, despite the resistance of Braintree police officers with whom he spoke. Didn't do it. Meanwhile, he signs a report, sends it into Kivlin. Kivlin sees the report. Reading that report, it would have been clear it was empty. And, of course, the buck stops with the Norfolk County District Attorney, William Delahunt. They did not charge Amy Bishop. They ruled it was an accidental. Last note here, though, is it said, we talk about justice. If you believe in justice, then ultimately somebody has to speak for the dead. It will not save the lives in Alabama. However, somebody has to speak for the dead. And yesterday you can see the grand jury often said the grand juries can indict and would indict a ham sandwich. But yesterday the grand jury spoke for Seth Bishop.
And it's interesting, you mentioned William Delahunt consistently there. Delahunt is avoiding questions on the campaign trail by deciding that now, after being a congressman for a long time, that this is the year he's giving up his congressional seat and will not run for re-election. So there won't be any questions on the campaign trail of him this year about the Amy Bishop case.
No, same. And, you know, Kivlin, a top investigator, must be said, that office was run well. But unfortunately, this is going to be a black mark on the record.
WBUR's David Borey, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.